This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Maybe you're going to go out tonight or this weekend at some point. You're going to grab a bite to eat, and then when the bill comes, you're going to do whatever math it is that you do to figure out the tip. 15%, 18%, maybe more, maybe less, and then you're going to go on your way. Your server, though, will be acutely interested. Saru Jayaraman writes about the restaurant labor economy, tipping included, in her book, Forked. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
The traditional argument on tipping goes like this. I go into a restaurant, I get good service, I give a good tip. I don't. That's the wrong way to think about it, you say.
Because of tipping in the United States, and there's a real ugly, sordid, racialized history of tipping, which I could share. Because of that, the Restaurant Association has essentially argued for almost a century that they shouldn't basically have to pay their workers at all, that we as customers should cover their workers' wages with our tips. It's actually become the wage itself, which means your satisfaction or not actually results in whether or not the worker can feed their family or not, whether or not the worker can pay their bills or not. And that's never the way it was meant to be.
Give me the thumbnail sketch of the way it was meant to be and then also the history that you talked about.
Yeah. So tipping actually originated in the aristocratic homes of feudal Europe. When tips came to the United States in the late 1850s, 1860s, there was a massive anti-tipping movement. It was actually considered to be undemocratic, un-American. Well, that movement, which came right around the time of the emancipation of the slaves, was squashed by the restaurant industry, which argued that they should have the right to hire newly freed slaves and not pay them anything as valueless people and essentially let them live on customer tips. And so many of the first tipped workers in the United States were actually former slaves. And this idea was codified into the very first minimum wage law that passed in 1938 as part of the New Deal. We went from a $0 minimum wage in 1938 to a whopping $2.13 an hour, which is the current federal minimum wage for tipped workers in the U.S.
Say that again. $2.13 an hour.
Right. It's between $2 and $7 an hour in 43 states in the United States, including neighboring states to California like Arizona, New Mexico. California is one of seven states that actually rejected this system altogether and for decades has said that the industry has to pay the full wage to these workers with tips on top.
This is going to sound like a very basic question, but when I go into Denny's, how does it work?
So at the Denny's in New Mexico or, you know, in Washington, D.C., the waitress is earning $2.13, $2.77, $3 an hour. And your
That's the official wage, right?
That's the official required wage that the employer has to pay.
Right.
And your tip is essentially subsidizing the remainder of the wage to get her to the full minimum wage in this country, which is $7.25 an hour.
So if she has a bad day and doesn't get a lot of tips, or the customers are cranky or whatever, is she just out of luck?
She is out of luck because the U.S. Department of Labor reports an 84% violation rate with regard to employers actually ensuring that tips make up the difference, which means if they don't make up the difference, it's a slow night. You know, maybe she's just folding napkins as opposed to actually serving
tables,
the customers.
Yeah.
She just gets whatever she gets and she goes home with nothing. I mean, we've had so many stories of workers going home with nothing or negative.
It's a wage story. It's a worker's wage story.
It is, but it's also a consumer issue. I mean, it's also a taxpayer issue because, look, you know, it's not just that we pay these workers' wages through our tips. It's also that we pay $16.5 billion annually in taxpayer-funded public assistance. I'm talking food stamps, Medicaid, emergency rooms. We pay a lot of money for these workers' survival because they simply cannot survive on the wages they are paid.
It's a book called Forked by Saru Jayaraman. It's a new standard for American dining as a subtitle. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.